Well, it's that time again, and actually May 10th is my 3-year anniversary with Dove's Nest, and I felt it appropriate. The devotion I had this morning was, your significance comes from serving, and I think that goes a long way, and that's not only serving the people we work with here, but also serving each other. So I was just going to read it to you. It said, each of you has received a gift to use to serve others. Be good servants of God's various gifts of grace. 1 Peter 4:10. Whenever we pursue something in life, we do it hoping that it will give us significance. But the only way to really experience significance is to serve with others in ministry. Ministry just means doing good to other people. Significance does not come from status or a hood ornament or your car or a logo on your shirt. Significance does not come from a bigger salary. Significance does not come from sex. Significance comes from service. Significance comes when you start thinking about other people more than you think about yourself and you give your life away. You cannot be selfish and significant at the same time. What are your talents? What are the unique skills and abilities God has given you? They were not given for your benefit. God gave them to you for the benefit of people around you. You are shaped for significance, and you find that significance by using your gifts and talents and abilities to serve other people. Ecclesiastes 4:9-12 says, two people are better than one because they get more done by working together. If one falls down, the other can help him up. But it is bad for the person who is alone and falls because there is no one there to help. If two lie down together, they will be warm, but a person alone will not be warm. An enemy might defeat one person, but two people together can defend themselves. A rope that is woven of three strings is hard to break. You may think it easier to do things on your own. You may prefer solitude. You may need your alone time, but you will always get more done when you serve with other people. You're not meant to serve God by yourself. You're meant to serve God on a team. You're meant to serve God in a family, in a small group, in a church. You're meant to serve God in relationship. Do you want to find significance and give your best to God? Then serve Him with your community. This really spoke to me because we not only serve a community of people that are caught at the intersection of homelessness and addiction, but we also serve each other, and it's something that we have to remind ourselves daily to remember we're working as a team and we're working with God. And I love the end of that scripture in Ecclesiastes that says a rope that's woven with three strings is hard to break. And that's something that we usually see in weddings where they show the three strings, and that's the husband, the wife, and then God. And that's something that we have here as well. And that's each department working together with God as the third string, because then it won't break. If we try to go about this job, this ministry on our own, we can't. We can't do it in our own strength. We can't do it in our own emotional power or strength, because this is a very emotionally draining job. And we need the help and the strength of others and the help and the strength of God. So I hope this speaks to you as much as it did to me. And I hope everyone has a wonderful day and a wonderful weekend. Thanks for letting me share.